Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett and I will be your host for the next 30 minutes. This is another in our ongoing series, The Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down one-on-one with a figure in the literary world. And my guest today is first-time author Patricia Tai. Hi, Patty, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Simon. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Maybe we can start with a little background information. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up near Detroit, Michigan, and I was also raised on three Army posts in the South. We returned to Michigan when my father was assigned to Vietnam, and years later, he was killed in Vietnam in 1971, so it became our permanent home. I attended high school and college, and then decided to change direction and pursued a career in cosmetology. 7 years later, I met a great guy, and we got married and started a family. We have two wonderful children, Lindsay and Adam, and I work as an office manager for my husband's painting business.
Is being a published author a long-time goal of yours?
Well, not really. It really never occurred to me. I just love to read, and my favorite genre is mysteries and thrillers, so I just read everything I can get my hands on, and not just fiction, nonfiction as well.
Actually, and, I find that a lot of nonfiction is definitely stranger than fiction.
That can be true. But what started me writing this novel was a vivid dream I had one night. And it was so suspenseful, it woke me up out of a dead sleep. I got up and wrote it down, and the next morning I looked at it and asked myself some questions and wondered what it meant. So I just jotted down some more notes and headed to the nearest library and began researching. Because I have a background in the military, I wanted to include some part of that into the story, so I began researching around the time my dad was killed in 1971, and just more or less out of curiosity than actual book research. But I found something on the medical units in Vietnam, and it intrigued me because I never really had read anything about them and what brave people they were just behind the lines, doing all they could to save the wounded. So I wove that into my story, and I filled two spiral notebooks full of notes on possible characters and storylines and endings. And then I transferred it into a laptop and began writing Righteousness. And when I came close to the ending, I didn't open my notes. The story and the characters produced a more powerful ending than I originally planned on. And it was just an amazing, amazing experience. I've learned so much in so many different areas. I'm just excited, and I can't wait to continue writing my second book.
How long did it take to put Righteousness together?
It was a story that just came out furiously. And I had the story down about 6 months, but I spent a little less than 2 years doing a lot of revising, rewriting, proofreading, editing, and And then I enjoyed the story myself so much that I decided to try to find an agent or a publisher. So I sent out about 30 to 35 queries, and without a nibble, I just became even more determined to see it in book form. And I had several friends that read over the manuscript and liked it, so I called a local book manufacturer in Ann Arbor, Edwards Brothers, and I just asked them, how should I proceed with this? And they mentioned Author House out of Bloomington, Indiana.
Right.
So I called them, and they were wonderful. They guided me through the whole process of publishing and couldn't have been more supportive. But when it came to the promotion...
Ah, that's a whole different bowl of wax.
Yes, it is. They have wonderful programs, but they were, unfortunately, more than I could afford with my kids both in college, paying college tuition. So I went to my sister, Kim, for help, and she's a promoter and a blog designer, and she's amazing. So she immediately put together a beautiful blog and introduced me to her friends and taught me about the blogging world, and it's just amazingly fun. And the bloggers themselves are wonderful writers. So I just really felt comfortable and at home. And then after the book came out, I became a guest on three blogs, Retro Kimmer, Mackie Planet, and Turquoise Moon. I was also interviewed by a blog called Perpetual Prose Writing and Editing Community. And that was exciting. That was very exciting. And then there's been a feature story in my local newspaper that was also thrilling.
Is this the first time you've done an audio interview? Or?
Yes, it is.
Ah, it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Well, it's very fun. It's very fun. And
You mentioned your rejection letters. I don't know exactly how many books a year I read, but it's a whole bunch. It's well over 100. And I talk to many first-time authors, and in fact, that's my speciality. Mm-hmm. You couldn't pay me to read Tom Clancy. And many first-time authors are in kind of a state of shock. They have put their heart and soul into creating the best book they possibly can. And then the harsh reality of publishers, editors, agents, etc. comes up. Did you try the traditional approach? I know you did try the traditional approach. Did you become disheartened?
Not a bit. In fact, I expected it. I had tried to publish my poems as a teenager, and so I knew what to do. I bought Writer's Market, and I read and I read and I read, but what really helped me was reading their tips on what they were looking for, and those were the publishers or agents that I tried to zero in on. And I know there's a lot of authors wanting to be published out there, and so I just chalked it up to experience, and I'm still not done with the traditional market. I'm still trying to find an agent for Righteousness, and because I think it's a good story.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend who is an author. Actually, his daytime job is stand-up comedian, and when I was talking to him, this was about a year ago, he told me that it took him way less time to write the book than it did to find a publisher. And he got so frustrated that his solution was actually to create his own publishing house.
Interesting.
Right. And he only has one book in print, but you know, that was the way he did it. In fact, as I said, he's a stand-up comedian, and he was telling me that he was so fed up with the rejection letters from agents and publishers that he used them to decorate his office. He actually spread them around the walls.
Oh, that's funny. I know it's very difficult, but it was all a great learning experience for me, and I'm going to continue trying to find an agent or a traditional publisher. And in the meantime, I've already begun my second book.
Great. Personally, I'm in two minds about print-on-demand and how helpful it is to an author. I guess my theory is you pay now or you pay later. It gets around the issue of agents and publishers, but it can create problems with distribution. Ingrams and Midpoint are not quite as amenable to carrying print on demand as they are things that come out of the traditional publisher. Has that been your experience?
Well, I don't know much in the area of the different processes. Author House pretty much took me in that direction, and Ingram is our distributor. But it seems wonderful. The books come in less time than they say to expect it. And they come in great shape. And I've also read that traditional publishers also use the POD method to get their books quickly to the market. So I have no problem.
So you think POD is here to stay?
Well, I don't know. I see a lot of things moving toward the Internet, so I think that's something I'm going to have to explore, possibly going toward publishing on the Internet, but I like to have a book in my hand to read. I just can't help it. But audio is a direction I intend to learn more about.
Books on CD, great way to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do need to find someone good to do the narration, but I think there's definitely a great market for the audio side of things.
I see. Yes, I will check into that.
It's pretty common for authors to model their characters after real people. In fact, more often than not. Are there some real people in hiding inside your characters?
Well, possibly with David Sims. Although I went in a different direction than what my father was an army infantry officer, but I went in a different direction. So David became his own person and a wonderful person, I must say.
Mm-hmm. I liked the character of David. He had the right stuff, shall we say.
I think so too.
Righteousness is really two stories
mm-hmm.
under one cover. And indeed, I believe you could have created two books.
Wow.
Obviously, you would have needed to flesh the plot out a little bit, but I think you could have done that with a little more character development and a couple of subplots. Did you give any thoughts to taking that route?
Well, I think I started out that way, but because I love mysteries and thrillers, I wanted to go in that direction, and I thought the beginning of the book, that was a great way to introduce the characters to each other and to the reader. Being a lover of mystery and thrillers, I also wanted my first book to be meaningful. So that was my focus.
It's very much action-packed. You know, this is one of those books where you go, you know, make sure your seatbelt is fastened and your tray table is in the upright and locked position. You know, it's a wild ride. I mean, you don't waste any time. You know, the plot is running, but you use up a great deal of material taking that approach.
Well, it definitely is packed for its small size, but that's what I like to read. I like to read fast-paced novels that are fast page turners, and that's just what I set out to do. I think with the second book, I'll go more in depth, but it was just great fun, and I felt like I was there as I was writing it, and there were tears sometimes, and then outright laughter at times, and it was just great fun.
Oh, I think it's just a wonderful wild romp.
Thank you.
Tom and Sarah make great leading characters. Are we going to be seeing more of them?
Yes.
In your next book, or?
Yes. They will be in my next book, which will be a mystery, and it's set in Maine.
Okay, and do we have an ETA for this next creation?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I can get back to you on that.
Sure. Well, I know that I for one will be looking for it. What sort of feedback are you getting about Righteousness?
Well, so far it's been all good, but I know, you know, it's not a story for everybody, but it was just a story I had to share, and I hope people enjoy it.
Oh, I think everyone that loves a good sort of action thriller, Righteousness is definitely a must read.
Well, thank you very much.
One of the problems, and we touched on this earlier in the interview, is promoting your book. And again, this is something that many first-time authors don't realize. You know, yes, you've got the book in your hand. Oops, now what are we going to do? How are we going
right.
to get it in front of eyeballs? What are you doing to promote the book?
Well, the first thing I did was I called my sister, and she's a promoter and a blog designer, and she designed a beautiful blog for me and then taught me how to be a blogger and how to interact with other bloggers, and her friends helped as well. And then she suggested that I start a page on Facebook and MySpace, which I did. And I also have two websites that I designed and that I'm continually updating. But I think we pretty much focused on the internet since the newspaper industry is not doing so well. and unfortunately, to advertise in my local papers was out of my price range. I would have loved to have gone that route. So we just kind of focused on the internet, and I talked to a publicist in Ann Arbor, and he told me about MarketWire, which is a news service, and I went with that, and that just brought a lot of activity, and it just got me to areas that I myself couldn't have gotten to.
Right. The internet is a wonderful tool and an incredibly valuable tool to an author. Where can people find you online?
Well, I think you can go to patriciatye.com is my website. Righteousness-thenovel.com is the book website. Or Amazon, or your favorite local bookstore will be able to order it as well.
How are sales going?
Well, as far as I know, I'm waiting to hear. Because my book came out in mid-February, I have to pretty much wait for the next quarter. They send out quarterly reports, so I'm not really sure. I hope it's going well.
Well, I'm sure it's going well. I mean, it's a great book. Why wouldn't people buy it? It's sometimes hard to get your book into the bricks and mortar bookstore. Are you doing book signings, that kind of thing?
Yes, I have a book signing in Ann Arbor April 7th. At Nicola's Books, and I'm working with Barnes & Noble to try to do a signing in Royal Oak, and I'd like to go out to California and do a book signing out there as well.
Wow. What do your friends and family think about you being a published author?
Well, they're very excited, and they've been just tremendously supportive throughout the last couple of years. They are just so excited to see it in print, and they were also great help with research. So they just couldn't be any more supportive.
Let me ask a philosophical question.
Sure.
It's all about marketing. Reviews are without doubt an important tool. It helps get the message out there and can certainly do wonders for sales, but, and it's a very big but, there's always a risk that for whatever reason the reviewer is going to pan it. Were you nervous?
Yes, I was. I certainly was, but I realized that I needed to get more credibility, and so I've sent it out to several reviewers, and I know it's an important step.
A scary step.
A scary step, indeed.
So you have managed to get Righteousness into some bookstores. Give a shameless plug. Where can people find it?
Well, I would say to go to your favorite local bookstore, or righteousness-thenovel.com would probably be two great areas, or Amazon. Amazon is wonderful, and it's a great place to find any kind of a book, no matter how old it is. And
right. I'm sure that there will be some aspiring writers that will be listening to this interview. What advice do you have for a would-be author?
Well, I would say research is very, very important, but just be dedicated and keep with it. And if you're like me, I became obsessed with it. I spent a lot of time working on it, and I think you have to like to read books to write one. And if you don't have a college degree, which would be the best approach, just know what you like and just devote a lot of your time and a lot of your heart into writing the story.
Oh, I think heart and soul has to go into writing a book and promoting it, for that matter.
True.
Do you have any professional training in writing, college, whatever, or member of a writer's group?
No, I don't. I just, it was just something that I kind of felt compelled to do, and it was just a tremendous learning experience that I loved. I loved every aspect, the researching, the writing, the promotion, the revising, the rewriting, the editing. I mean, I just really enjoyed it. So it just motivates me to want to write more books.
That's great. Actually, I guess I'm born along similar lines. About 5 years ago, I think it was, I sat bolt upright in bed one morning, woke my wife up, and I said, "Honey, I've got this great idea." And she's going, "What? What?" And I said, "I'm going to become a reviewer."
Mm-hmm.
She looked at me as if I had three heads and came from Mars. "Yes, dear."
That's wonderful.
I understand you are a pretty avid reader. Who are your favorite authors?
Well, it's a long list, but I have to say Michael Connelly, Harlan Coben, Nelson DeMille are definitely at the top of my list. But I think Agatha Christie made me want to write mysteries. As a teenager, I read most of her novels, and I could never figure out who the murderer was going to be, and I just enjoyed the puzzle and trying to solve the case, and I never could. So I think she's a great role model.
Indeed. In fact, I also do a lot of video reviews, and I work with a company that specializes in importing British mysteries and thrillers from TV and turning them into DVDs. So,
wow.
It was about a week ago, I plowed my way through Poirot, and I think tonight's adventure is a box set of Miss Marple.
Yes, my favorite. Well, I thought it was interesting that I read that it took Agatha Christie 4 years to find a publisher for her first novel. So I guess I didn't give it enough time, possibly.
Right. And actually, I made a derogatory comment about Tom Clancy at the beginning of this interview. Tom Clancy wrote The Hunt for Red October.
Yes.
And he had more rejection letters than you can shake a fist at.
Is that right?
Yep. No one was interested in publishing him.
Wow.
Yeah.
That makes me feel good, Simon.
Right. I hate to do this, but our time, alas, is up. And I have my automated producer nagging me. It has been wonderful talking to you. And I'm sure I speak for everyone here at Blogger News in wishing you every success with Righteousness and your new projects. And you be sure to let me know when your next book is ready for prime time, because I am looking forward to reading it.
Thank you so much, Simon. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, and I will certainly, you'll be the second person to know. Thanks for having me on your show.
My pleasure. This is Simon Barrett from Blogger News Network. Our website is www.bloggernews.net. Please drop by and check us out. We have lots and lots of great articles and great interviews. So until next time, this is Simon saying goodbye, and thank you so much, Patty, for being our guest today.
Thank you, Simon.
Okay, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.